Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beat Buzzing with you today with Dr. Tom Craig of Texas A&M University's Vet Medical School. Back with Dr. Craig in just a moment.
How'd that look, Coach?
Good, but really go for it this time. After you open up, start with a big dip and give it a swirl. Then end with a twist.
Okay, I think I've got the chicken McNuggets down. Now, do you want to work on my ice skating?
Feed your Olympic spirit with McDonald's new sweet chili sauce, available only during the Olympic Winter Games. It's a sweet and spicy kick for an Olympic favorite, the juicy made with white meat chicken McNuggets.
How was that?
I give it a 10. Peace.
At participating McDonald's.
This is going to be a long day for Scott Neufeld. The wheat is ready to harvest and the storms are in the forecast. Scott and his family will harvest enough wheat today to make almost 200,000 loaves of bread. The Scott Neufeld family, proud members of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau, feeding and clothing the world, one farmer at a time.
Dr. Tom Craig is a researcher at Texas A&M University's Vet Medical School. He researches cattle parasites, and he studies the life cycle of that cattle parasite, looking for information that can help the cattle producer reduce his losses that are due to these pests.
Well, essentially, it's trying to look at how does the worm make a living? How does it survive adverse environment? And the adverse environment may be a hot, dry summer, or it may be a cold winter, but it's more likely a immune host versus a non-immune host. But we have certain mechanisms that these parasites use to exploit weaknesses in the life, in the host, so that they can be successful, and we try to make them unsuccessful.
Now, you seem to be saying that from cow to cow, or from bovine to bovine, there are animals that are more susceptible than others.
Oh, absolutely. It's there's a little rule. It's called the 20-80 rule. 20% of the herd will have 80% of the worms. It's like wealth in people. It's not an even distribution. And certain animals will be very, very highly susceptible. But all young animals are more susceptible than older animals. Older animals do develop resistance, or maybe they die.
Let's talk a little bit about the weather, the environment. You seem to be saying that from year to year, from dry cycles to wet cycles, wet and cold conditions, that all of these can have a different impact potentially on that life cycle.
Oh, absolutely. But the main thing with the important parasites are they're either transmitted mostly in the warm time of the year or in the cool time of the year. How do they survive that other part of the year? That's the really important mechanism. Now, rainfall says, okay, we can get some transmission now, or if we don't have any rainfall, we probably aren't having any transmission or minimal transmission. That's going to vary from year to year. But at least in Texas, it's always hotter in June than it is in January.
Veterinarian Dr. Tom Craig down at Texas A&M University says he's looking for some answers in the life cycle of that cattle parasite that can help cattle producers fight back and improve reproductive performance in their beef cattle herds, as well as weaning weights for their calves that might be impacted by the parasites. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Express Ranches proudly presents their annual Spring Bull and Commercial Female Sale, March 4th and 5th at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. Thursday, March 4th, 60 limousine and limb flex bulls and 225 females will sell. Then Friday, March 5th, 10 a.m., 500 Angus bulls to sell. For more information, contact Express Ranches, 1-800-664-3977, or go to their website, www.expressranches.com. Their annual Spring Bull and Commercial Female Sale, March 4th and 5th, Express Ranches. Check out all of our Beef Buzzes at OklahomaFarmReport.com. Have a great day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.